Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
Hey, by rule, Seth and I just made a rule off the air. By rule today, we've got to play Jameis Winston audio at least once every hour. We'll do it in the next segment. Jameis Winston was phenomenal last night behind the microphone. He was pretty good on the field. He was amazing on the mic.
He made some really nice throws on the run. He was like 5 for 6 throwing on the run in that snow.
In the snow. Yeah.
He's got that kind of... I love his... He's got like a clumsy athleticism, mm-hmm. you know, where it just doesn't always look quite... But he's big and he's pretty athletic, not by like, you know, super athlete standards or anything. But there's sometimes where he's running where he does some really impressive things, kind of like when he's throwing. There's times when he does some really impressive things, and then there's other times where he does really weird things. But the sum total of it this year has been better than worse. It's not like old Jameis where he would throw 30 touchdowns, but he'd also throw 30 interceptions.
Yeah, you forget, or at least I forget sometimes, he was the number one overall pick in the draft in 2015. You know, like it's
right.
I forget about that sometimes, that he was, in at least one year, thought to be the best player out there that you could go get.
The most Jameis Winston-like play last night was hilarious. There was a there was a fumble and downfield receiver caught the ball. There was a fumble. Jameis comes down and tackles the ball carrier. But then when the ball carrier's on the ground, Jameis like tries to punch the ball out and does successfully punch the ball out. Of a play that's being whistled dead by no fewer than seven whistles. Like, mm-hmm. It's like, whistle, 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 whistle. He punches the ball out while there's whistles being blown and then goes and tries to fight for the ball on the ground.
Yeah.
And you're watching, I'm like, wow, there's no offensive lineman running to his support. And then I realize, oh, yeah, it's because they don't know what they're seeing. So, like, what's going on here? What is he doing?
He's the best. Oh my God.
Yeah.
We'll play some Jameis for you in the next segment. It was a fun Thursday night game last night, man. It was a good way to get the week started. It was a good outcome for the Texans. They are, you know, they're now a game back in the loss column of the Steelers. If you're thinking about seeding and things like that in the AFC, Texans got a real opportunity here this week and next week to win a couple games going into the bye week. And then, boy, that 10 days coming out of the bye week is going to be a hell of a lot of fun. Dolphins, Chiefs, Ravens. But let's eat what's on our plate for now. The Tennessee Titans. Nick Caserio, Texans GM, was on with us yesterday. And here is his scouting report on the Texans' opponent this weekend.
They're a good football team. Their record is what their record is. But honestly, when the ball is kicked off, the records go out the window. It's all about your execution. They have one of the best defenses in the league, top five in just about every category. I mean, Jeffrey Simmons is a pain in the ass. Like, he's one of the best players in the league, period. So he presents a lot of problems. Sweat's done a good job for them as well, kind of in his role. They got a good front. They really make you earn it offensively because of how they play defensively. And then offensively, I'd say Ridley's an issue. And honestly, the 1-2 punch of Spears and Tony Pollard. Pollard's a really good back. He's been very productive. He does a number of good things. And I would say, just when you look at some of the better teams in the league and what's kind of the margins, so turnover margin, you know, when you look at the top five, you know, those teams, and more, you know, amongst those teams, we're in the top, I don't know, six or seven, but we can do a better job of taking care of the football. And then it's going to come down to third down and red area execution.
All right. So that's the thumbnail sketch. We've talked a lot about Seth, and we'll talk here in a second about the offensive line for the Texans and the matchup with the Titans defensive line, which is their strength. Offensively for the Titans, what's the point total that the Titans would score where you would start to get disappointed in the Texans defense?
Oh, that's a good question, because Will Levis has been operating better, and yet they haven't scored a bunch of points.
Right. They're bad in the red
17
zone.
17 points 2 weeks ago, and then 12 points
13,
last week.
It was 13 last week against – it might have been 12. They scored one touchdown, and it was a 98-yard bomb last week against the Vikings.
Right, yeah. So this is the thing I fear, is that they still are very capable of hitting these bombs.
Big
this
plays,
is where the Texans have – the Texans, as good as they've been defensively in so many ways, they'll either allow the errant – deep shot or just the red zone passing defense. They've allowed a lot of touchdowns. That's been the one area where they're just one of the areas where they're just not a complete and total lockdown. And that's like Calvin Ridley's been playing really well. He just hasn't been helped out enough by the quarterback play.
Yep.
I think you look at Calvin Ridley, the wide receiver, when he was in Jacksonville. You're trying to figure out last year, like, okay, wait, is this Trevor Lawrence's fault? Is this Calvin Ridley's fault? This year it feels more like, okay, this is the quarterback's fault. This is Calvin Ridley's open, and the quarterback, whether it's Mason Rudolph or Will Levis, hasn't been able to take advantage of it. So that's the big concern. If the Titans score 24 points, I'm going to be definitely disappointed.
Oh, I'm for sure, yes.
Yeah. No, if they score 17 points, I'll still be kind of like, this is really an opportunity for the Texans defense to step up and pitch a shutout or something.
Yes,
So I'll be pleased with anything 15 points or less. I'll be like, okay, there you go.
I think that sounds about right. I mean, they beat them 26-3. Here last year, if I recall, and then the game in Nashville, that was the Case Keenum game that I think was I think it was 19-16. I think was the score of that game.
So realistically, anything with more than one touchdown scored, I'm going to be disappointed. There, so I'll say they 13 points or less.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. 13 points or less.
I'm with you on that. That's my prediction's 27-13 on this game. You'll give your prediction in the final segment of the show as usual on a Football Friday. Let's get to some more Caserio here. Now, this was a question you asked Caserio yesterday about Slowik, and I don't know, I don't think you phrased the question in a way where it was critiquing or criticizing Slowik necessarily.
I had said at the beginning of the question, I said, hey, Bobby's the first guy that'll point the finger at himself and point out where he would have done things differently, but then, you know, where are the areas where you feel like, okay, they've made improvements in the operation.
Right.
I didn't feel like I was questioning Bobby Slowik's commitment to the cause.
Right, and this was the answer from Nick yesterday.
Look, any coach, the give a crap factor is always very high. I'd say Bobby cares a lot. He cares a lot about the offense. He cares a lot about how we play. And honestly, sometimes Bobby's a little bit too hard on themselves. I mean, Bobby's office is right across the hall from me. Like, nobody works harder than Bobby Slowik. So has a good understanding of what we're trying to do offensively, what the other team is trying to do on the defensive side of the ball. So all of us can look at ourselves individually, look at ourselves in the mirror, and there's always things that we can do better. Look, there's 1,000 things that I can do better. I'm sure if you ask my wife, she'll come up with a 2,000, you know, page list, whatever it is. So I think all of us are accountable. We're going to take ownership. And when things aren't going maybe as well as you would have hoped, that's all you can do is put your head down and work, try to make some improvements, try to make some adjustments, modifications, and just put the team in the best position for success. So nobody cares more about what we're doing with this football team, especially offensively, and Bobby, and you see that on a day-to-day basis, and he's a great coach and we're lucky to have him.
If I had
concerns about whether or not Bobby Slowik cared, I would be screaming at a fever. I would be screaming at basically and unlistenable to rage the entire time. People couldn't listen to the show because I'd be angry all the time.
Yeah.
So that was okay. He told me that Bobby Sloak's got he cares a lot. Yep. Followed by a platitude about getting better as the season goes on. Followed by the sandwiched with, "Hey, Bobby really cares a lot." Like, yeah. I know that he cares a lot.
Yeah.
I do think that they have made some improvements in the way they're operating, and they figured some things out with the reshuffled offensive line. And I think what they can and can't get away with in pass protection, Bobby's starting to get a feel for it. So, like, that's where I've seen progress. And the one big glaring thing from the beginning of the season was they couldn't even get a snap off early in the year because the offensive line had so many penalties.
Yes.
And then there were so many miscommunications and blown pass protections that were mental more so than physical. I can live with the physical errors. It's the mental stuff that was driving me insane earlier in the year, and I do think they've made progress there.
They've had just two, like, I don't want to say uncharacteristic, because they've not been a great offensive line over the last couple of years. Like, last year, they were a significantly more banged up offensive line last year. That's the crazy thing. That's the I guess that would be one of the concerning things about the offensive line, is you really don't have the crutch of shuffling and inconsistent lineups and injuries to lean on. Because the one injury that you've sustained on the offensive line was one where everybody hated it for Kenyon Green personally, but you knew that the offensive line was probably going to improve by putting somebody else in at left guard. I'm not trying to be mean. That's just, that was the truth of the situation. Kenyon Green was playing a bottom of the barrel level of left guard for this team that was getting the quarterback murdered on a weekly basis. And so, just to finish up, the crazy thing is, like, they had such a bad patch of penalties early in the year that was like a 3-week thing. And then they had such a bad patch of pass protection that was like a 3-week thing. It was like, I know they're not this bad. And they were that bad in those two areas for multiple consecutive weeks at a time. It was just very, very strange.
It was very strange. The thing that I haven't, and I still don't feel better about, and I'm really intrigued by this week's matchup, is the Titans interior defense. Well, really their starting line, they're a 3-4, so all their linemen are interior run defenders. They've got three guys who are really, really good against the run, and two guys especially in Jeffrey Simmons and Tavondre Sweat that kind of just physically manhandle people at times. That's the big test for the Texans offense this week, is, all right, if you've made improvement and if this new lineup, it can be better than it had been before, we can't be having interior offensive linemen, you know, driven 5 yards into the backfield on run plays, like meeting Joe Mixon at the handoff spot, like all that stuff. I just want to see improvement and growth versus a really stout defensive.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Where do you think Bobby Slowik is right now on the head coaching list around the league? They're, like, Tom Pelissero put out a list this week of 22 people who've never been head coaches before, coordinators, yeah, position coaches. Slowik's name still shows up on that list. Slowik's name still shows up on every odds board, fairly high up for jobs like New Orleans and the Jets that are open, or the Cowboys, yeah, that everybody anticipates being open. This time a year ago, I would say Bobby Slowik's rating on a scale of 1 to 10 as a head coaching candidate was fairly high, I would guess. You know, probably like somewhere in the 7 or 8 range. Where do you think he is right now? Is he on the grid for a lot of these teams, do you think?
I think he's a person of interest. I think, okay, that everybody's waiting to see exactly how it'll play out, and then you look at the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I think I know that with the Falcons especially, I'd heard that they were very impressed with him in the interviews. So yeah, I think any conversations he had in the offseason, probably, he is such a bright guy, and I think the way he talks about football is like, when I watch him in press conferences, it's the kind of stuff that an owner would want to hear. So I think they're going to be impressed with him in interviews, and so he occupies a space in their brain already, yeah, which, yeah, is really, that's half the battle.
It is, you're right.
And yeah, now it's, all right, if the Texans, I mean, it could turn into a positive if the Texans really take off in the second half of the season, because then he's going to have a good story to tell,
yes,
about just what the challenges were, how they had to overcome them, all of that. So it's, right now, I'd say unlikely that he gets a job offer in the offseason, but if they go on a tear offensively, it's almost... I'm going to even feel better about it than if they had come in and just been a record-breaking offense right from the beginning. I think it would have been easier to dismiss it as saying, well, like, yeah, look at those receivers he's got, look at all this. But almost by not doing enough with them early on and then doing more with less later on, the narrative will be an easy one to sell.
It's a crowded field for openings this coming offseason, especially if Bill Belichick wants back in, because Belichick's going to take one of the... You and I estimated yesterday that there would be seven or eight openings thereabouts, yeah, right? I put the number at 6.5, you took the over, and we were able to talk ourselves into 7 that we feel really strongly could be open. If Belichick wants back in, he's getting one of those. I think if Vrabel wants back in, he's getting one of those. I think, yeah, Ben Johnson, if he picks this offseason to be the one where he actually takes a job, and I think there's, yeah, going to be some jobs out there that would fit the profile of one that he'll finally get off the pot here and take, he's getting one. I think Aaron Glenn's getting one if he wants a job. You know, that's if Deion Sanders, ooh, wants the Cowboy job. Like, we're up to 5 now.
You know what?
And you haven't even dipped into the non-Lions coordinators around the league yet.
Yeah, Aaron Glenn, I think by virtue of just, he's played in some notable nationally televised this game, and the, yes, and the Lions are the darling. And now Aaron's story, like the one, what he can talk to owners about, it's perfect, because he was part of this turnaround in Detroit, and he was also there when the defense had all kinds of issues.
That's,
like,
right,
he's really had to build that defense over the course of several years.
Yes.
I think he's, if they continue doing what they're doing right now, the Lions, that he's got a really good shot. Like, that's the perfect... He's gonna have a good story to tell.
Well, it's a little, yeah, like what you were just talking about with Bobby, which was you have a story of overcoming some adversity,
yeah,
and how you,
yeah,
fixed it, you know. And I think those are stories that captains of industry, like business people, CEOs, love those stories about, like, you were handed a problem. Maybe some of the problems were self-inflicted, and you had to figure some things,
yeah,
out about yourself, but they love stuff like that.
You know what you should do? You should have a nice little story, a backstory about yourself, like you grew up in a, you know. you grew up in a crack house or something like that. I don't know.
How do you
I don't know what you were into when you were younger. I don't know.
You all the time about the hard scrabble streets I grew up on. Maybe I did grow up in a crack house.
I think sometimes people think you're being ironic because it's in the one of the wealthiest zip codes in America. you got to change that into like, yeah, but you only live there because your dad was the caretaker for this mansion.
Oh, and
like,
yeah.
The billionaire that owned it treated your dad like dirt all the time.
Right.
You know? Used to spit on the kids,
right?
And say you should be happier. You should be happy that a rich man is spitting on you. That's what that rich man said every day.
We actually lived in the apartment above their 8-car garage.
Yeah.
It was a 4-bedroom apartment above an 8-car garage. Can you even imagine?
Yeah. And you weren't even allowed if the billionaire left one of his cars running in the garage, you weren't even allowed to say anything about it because it might embarrass him. So you just had to sleep up with the carbon monoxide.
So we just had to sleep with the carbon monoxide coming through the vents. You know whose name is on this list Pelissero put out? Not just Bobby Slowick, Anthony Weaver, who interviewed for a couple head coaching jobs last year. He got a couple second interviews for head coaching job. Weaver is somebody who would win the interview big time.
Yeah. No, and Weaver's fun too because Weaver's another guy that I think he presents himself in a lot of ways. He's different personality than Vrabel or Campbell or whatever, but I think he just gives off that aura of like, all right, this is a man's man.
Yes,
and this is a guy who's a player and he knows how to command the attention of all this. He's a leader of men, a haver of it, all that stuff. To where you don't if the Dolphins defense continues to look more like what they want it to be. Yeah, he's got a really good shot at it.
Yeah, I think
Weaver's funny too, though, because as a player, Weaver was a classic. Like, Weaver was my kind of guy. Like, he could sniff out the BS. You know, like he wasn't in it for any of like the false bravado or anything like that. Some of the stupid stuff that coaches do sometimes. Some coaches, he wasn't buying. He wasn't like gung ho Teddy Bruschi. I'll do any. I like him. He was an actual human being.
Especially because he came over here. You played with him for a year. Especially because he came over here from the Ravens, where that's just been a well oiled machine. He played for Rex Ryan over there. You know, he loved Rex. Loves Rex.
Yeah.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We promised it. Thursday Night Football last night, we've got some amazing audio that came out of this game. This is about as good an outcome and as entertaining a Thursday night game as you're going to get, and it benefited the Texans big time last night. We will tell you why, and we'll let you hear Jameis coming up next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.